Today's reading is the first of all the Psalms. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. They delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. But not the wicked. They are like worthless chaff scattered by the wind. They will be condemned at the time of judgment. Sinners will have no place among the godly. For the Lord watches over the path of the godly, but the path of the wicked leads to destruction. Thanks be to God for his inspired word to us today.
I don't know if you are a fan of the TV program Pointless. The idea of that program is that you have to give answers that are not just correct, but are obscure. There was an episode a little while ago when a couple had got through to the final, they were playing for the money, and the question that came up was to name characters from the musical Hamilton. Now, I've seen that musical, seen it streamed anyway, loved it. I could probably name a few characters from that musical. Hamilton, obviously, Washington, Jefferson, Burr, maybe one or two others. But I wouldn't be able to win the jackpot on that question by getting something that was really obscure. However, one member of the couple, it was a man and a woman, the woman gave three answers of characters that were so minor that I doubt most people would even have a chance of remembering their names. The answers were checked, they were all pointless, they scooped the jackpot, and as they were being congratulated, she said three words. She said, "I love Hamilton." Now, that's got something to do with Psalm 1. Psalm 1 talks about somebody who delights in the law of God. Not somebody who reads it, not even somebody who tries to obey it, but someone who really delights in it. You know, sometimes I think when we look at the Bible, we think this is something that as a Christian I ought to read. It would do me good. Maybe we treat it a bit like medicine. You know, it tastes awful, but yeah, something good will come from it. Now, I don't know this woman who won on Pointless that day, but in my imagination, she's somebody who saw the musical once and it just struck a chord with her. She fell in love with it. She wanted to know more. Maybe she went back and saw the musical a few times on the stage, despite what it cost her. Maybe she bought the soundtrack album. Maybe she's been watching it on the stream that's available at the moment. Maybe she looked it up on Wikipedia, looked up the official site, looked up fan sites. I know people who know everything about Harry Potter because that's how they treat Harry Potter. And what that woman is doing is what the writer of this psalm calls meditation. Don't be put off by that word meditation. It's not some strange technique or anything like that. It just means to think about something. That woman has thought long and hard about Hamilton. She delights in it so much, she wants to think about it. Nobody ever came to her and said, "It will be good for you to learn about that." She caught the delight, and from there was no stopping her. So when she was asked the most obscure thing, she was able to give the answer. By the way, in Psalm 2, we read about people, it's not obvious in the English translation, but we read about people who meditate on other things. Why do the nations conspire together and the peoples meditate in vain? Same word. When you see people thinking and planning their future, maybe sometimes a couple planning their wedding, what they are doing is meditating on it. It's going round and round in their thoughts. They're trying to produce the best plan that they possibly can. Meditation is not really a skill to learn. If you know how to plan, you know how to meditate. If you know how to think about something because you delight in it, you know how to meditate. Psalm 1, the first psalm, tells us that the way to flourish is to delight in God's word and to meditate on it. Well, how do we do that? Well, there are 150 psalms in the book, and they are our guidebook to what the life of faith looks like. There is no one psalm answer to a description of the life of faith. And the psalms are not a set of instructions. They are there to show us what the life of faith looks like. Blessed is the person who doesn't mock and doesn't join in with the sinners, it says, but instead finds his or her delight in the law of God. So a couple of pieces of advice from me today. See if you can take these on board. Number one, if you think that you ought to read the Bible, stop. It's probably not helping you. The person who writes this psalm is not telling you that you ought to do it. He's saying that if you delight in it, you will be blessed. Instead, today, I suggest that you start with that wonderful description. Let me get my Bible. In Psalm 1, verse 3. Let's find it so I'm reading it properly. The people who delight in the law of the Lord are like a tree planted by streams of water, which yield its fruit in season, whose leaf does not wither, and whatever they do prospers. Maybe today, that's the glimpse of something wonderful. Maybe today, there's something in our hearts that says, yes, that's what I want. This matters. And we see the joy. And we see the delight. And we say, well, if that's what prosperity looks like, then that's what I want. Do you know, I'm reading a detective book at the moment. It's a book I have already read twice. And the third time through, I know who done it. I won't tell you. That would spoil it if you read it the first time. But do you know something? I was so fascinated by how this detective book worked. And it's a very complicated book, or I found it complicated anyway, that I wanted to go back and I wanted to understand it better. And I wanted to see where the clues were and where the hints were. I wanted to understand who all the characters were, because there were a lot of characters and I really hadn't sussed who they all were the first time I read the book. So I go back and I read again. And there have been times reading the book the third time through that I stop and I see a name and I'm not quite sure who that name is, and I Google the name because I want to know. That's meditation. That's thinking. That's being involved in something and let it become part of us. And there's so much more to gain by meditating on God's word. Perhaps you've seen something of God and you want to know him more, not because you ought to, but because something is forming in your life that you actually delight in him. And you want to prosper because you know him. If that's you today, you are blessed. And if that's not you, or it's not you as much as you want it to be, maybe take Psalm 1 verse 3 today and stick with it and let it really get into your head, into your mind, into your spirit. Brothers and sisters, there is nothing like delighting in the law of God.